it is roster cut down day. And so a lot of news has come in. We do have a final 49er roster. It has some eyebrow raisers, but it also, it very clearly has some things on it that tell you it's actually not a final roster.
Right.
And I know everybody's looking at the wide receiver room, but this is kind of where wide receivers and punters, for example, get married. Thomas Morstead is the Niners punter. He got released today.
Oh, boy.
So the Niners don't have a punter. Now, Thomas went to Twitter about an hour ago and wrote one word with dashes in between each letter. One word. The word was, it was very reminiscent of Aaron Rodgers, relax.
Yeah.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. His way of saying, don't worry, I'm coming back. But they cut him right now because they're not ready to fully figure out what's happening at other spots. And once they do designate people for IR or, for instance, figure out what's going on with Juwan Jennings, then they can bring Thomas Morstead back. It's a way of buying a little bit more time. And I do think it's largely about Juwan as they continue to try to hammer this thing out.
It's not only Juwan, and you're right about hammering that part of it out, but it's also, at this point, when you think about cut down day, there are about 1,200 players who are no longer on teams.
Yep.
So you go through the waiver process. Some guys don't have to be subject to waivers, like Morstead, more than 4 years in the league. He doesn't have to go through waivers. He gets released, and he can pick any team that he wants to pick, including the team that just cut him.
Right.
So right now, all those players and all their agents, they're all making calls, and teams are scrambling to figure out if there's a guy who sprung free who's better than your 52 or 53rd man. And you also cut guys that you're hoping will be able to fall down to your practice squad that won't be attracted by other teams, and then you can bring them on to your practice squad. So after all that shakes out, and the biggest one you mentioned is Juwan Jennings, but you get through this initial 2-3 day shakeout period, then you look at your roster again and say, all right, this guy's going to go to IR, we'll bring back our punter, or maybe you take one of your receivers and you make a trade.
Well, I mean, they've got five receivers right now on the active roster, and we already know for sure that two of them aren't available week one. We know that for sure. That's Jordan Watkins and Jacob Cowing. That leaves the team with only three healthy wide receivers, and I use the word healthy without education on it because technically Juwan Jennings has not fully been cleared as healthy. Your only two healthy wide receivers for sure are Ricky Pearsall and Sky Moore, and as we learned last week, Sky Moore can't catch. So
wow.
That leaves the Niners in a precarious situation, but maybe not. Like, so here's kind of how I see this going, but I think it fun conversation now that we know this. Robinson suspended. Ayuk is on the PUP list. Watkins not quite healthy yet. Cowing likely headed for IR. That leaves Moore, Pearsall, and Jennings, with Jennings being a question mark. What would you like to see the 49ers do to get this thing across the finish line and ready for week one? And the more I've thought about this, and the more I watch the way they're playing this, I realize, and not that we haven't been saying this all along, the Niners have even more leverage than I thought they did. It's rising. It's rising quickly. We're getting close to the season, and the 49ers, all of their fail-safe options for Jennings, Russell Gage, Robbie Chosen, Niners kicked them all to the curb.
Yeah.
And so what they're telling you is one of two things. Either they feel a lot better than we realize about the Jennings situation, or they do have eyes for a Marquez Valdez-Scantling or a Hunter Renfrow who got cut by the Panthers today, or a Deontay Johnson, who's only 2 years removed from being a WR1 in this league for the Steelers. So I don't know what it is they're going to do, but they've got options. They've got options. Juwan does not. He has one.
Right.
He has one, and that's figure it out. Get your shoes on
and play football.
And come play football.
Yeah, and that's right. And when you think about Russell Gage is a good example where he gets just released today. I think he's got more than the 4 years, and so he can, you know, get a whisper, we're going to put you on the practice squad, but by the time we get ready for the first game Sunday, you're going to be elevated because we have three healthy guys. So there could be some of that. I noticed that Kendrick Bourne actually got kept by New England on their PUP list, so he is being kept by New England. He's a guy that Matt Barrows yesterday had mentioned as somebody who the Niners might eyeball, but he's not going to be free. Robbie Chosen's another one where, fine, you're released, but he knows their situation, and he may wind up just staying here, or he'll get a better offer and go somewhere else. So this 53 man is about 44 of the actual 53. More moves are still going to come before the first game.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. But I'd love to see this still involve Juwan. But the one thing that I don't like that happens today is, to a degree, whatever situation is going on with him kind of got kicked down the road, and I don't see there being any more time. Like, to me, we've watched players in the past do the whole, like, sign the week of week one.
Right.
And it doesn't work. They're not ready to play. And so they either have to have a lowered number of snaps, or they go out and perform poorly and potentially get hurt. Nick Bosa, Brandon Ayuk last year. I think there's a big difference. It's still not ideal, but there's a big difference between Juwan practicing just next week and practicing both this week and next week. If I'm the Niners, I want this thing with Jennings figured out by tomorrow morning. And
Right. Either
he's going to be at practice, or I'm going to probably go look to putting him either on IR or figure out a situation where I go pick up somebody else. Because they do have reinforcements coming once the season gets started.
They do, and that's why I think that they've already put a contingency plan in place, whether it's Russell Gage or Robbie Chosen. Trent Taylor's another guy who they cut. Tariq Owens is a guy they cut who you'll want to put him on the practice squad. There are a number of receivers just in your own camp who you had to cut that you still may be able to retain in case of emergency break glass. And if you get through today and you get into tomorrow and still no resolution for Jennings, then you get to Thursday and it's the same thing. Well, by then you should have an idea of who you're going to keep on your practice squad. And then you get to Friday and even Saturday where you're starting to get ready to install the game plan for Sunday. Well, now is where you make real drastic moves of either, hey, look, you know, Juwan, you're physically unable to perform. You haven't been at practice, so we're gonna pup you for 4 weeks, or you come in and play. So I do think there's a little bit more time. I'm with you on tomorrow. That would be ideal. I do think you can get all the way till Saturday, maybe Sunday, before you have to start figuring out, all right, game week, who are our guys we're going to go with?
Couple other things out there outside the wide receiver room, like Yetur Gross-Matos was activated off of the pup list, which tells me, I don't know about week one, but he's going to be ready soon. They're feeling good about his health, and it goes back to the conversation you and I had yesterday. When I look at this group, sure, there's the Jennings question mark, and then there's questions like Dominic Pooney and maybe Upton Stout, but after a full month of everyone freaking out about health, I'm looking at a board that suggests to me, actually, this group could really be kind of full bore and ready to go by September 7th. There's no doubt.
Yeah, especially when you look at the key 22, your starting 11, your other starting 11, and you know your punter is likely going to come back, and your kicker is one we can talk more about, whether or not he'll be ready mentally, physically. He seems ready to go, but the key guys, your O-line, your D-line, your skill position guys outside of Juwan Jennings, you're almost complete as you would hope it to be.
And then a little bit later on in the show, I decided today to borrow a page from you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I did a little bit of a deep dive.
Deep dive, Willard?
Yeah. It does
not. Stealing my bit,
it
Lucas.
It does not have the same
hell?
Ring, but I thought, because you're more, it's better for me to do this to you because you are the deep dive guy.
Oh, boy.
Because you are, no, you get into this stuff.
I do.
You like the roster and the X's and the O's. I'm much more like, did anyone make popcorn? Let's watch the game. Like, and you're like, but the, right, the third linebacker.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then the, oh, but 22 personnel. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, so I picked five players who are on the roster.
Okay.
And I want to play a game with you and Grandy and Lucas. I'm going to give you clues, and we'll see if you guys can come up with who the guy is.
Oh, boy, I love
this. And it'll help the audience get to know some of these players, because it's a new year. We got new people.
He used to throw footballs at Iowa State.
Yeah, that is, I don't think that made the list.
Okay.
But
I know that one.